Security is being stepped up today around polling stations nationwide as Egyptians head to the polls today in a weekend presidential runoff vote. The election comes after Egypt's Supreme Court ruled to dissolve the Islamist-dominated parliament. Lydia O'Kane has this report.
The runoff vote pits former Prime Minister Ahmed Shafiq against Muslim Brotherhood candidate Mohamed Morsi. The Islamist movement came to the fore following the ouster of Hosni Mubarak, sweeping up seats in parliament to become the strongest political force in the chamber, only to lose that dominance when the legislature was dissolved by court order on Thursday. The court also threw out legislation that would have banned Ahmed Shafiq as a senior former Mubarak official from running. Meanwhile, Shafiq, in his final days of campaigning, has played on fears that the Brotherhood would try to impose a hardline version of Islamic law and curb the rights of women. But despite his rhetoric, protesters on the streets, speaking to CNN, see him as part of the old guard they helped to topple.
We didn't topple the regime. We didn't purge the judiciary or the official media or the interior ministry.
It is unclear how the dissolution of parliament will affect the race. It could bolster the Brotherhood's Mohamed Morsi, who now represents for many the only option to challenge decades of military rule. In contrast, it could also boost Shafiq, believed to be the military's preferred candidate backed by strong resources. Many voters also see Shafiq as the only hope for a secular state. I'm Lydia O'Kane.